Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We begin this morning in Florida, where Hurricane Idalia is barreling toward the state's western coast. It is expected to make landfall as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane just south of the small town of Perry around 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, a Cat 4 means sustained winds of 130 miles per hour or greater, with the potential for catastrophic damage, uprooting trees and utility poles. The National Weather Service says entire areas could be rendered uninhabitable for weeks or even months because of that wind damage. Nearly the entire coastline is under a tornado watch.
I spoke to the governor last night. We're providing everything that he possibly needs. We're in constant contact. I had the director of FEMA in here today, earlier, talking about it. I think we're worried about the surge, the ocean surge. We don't know exactly yet. It's hour to hour we're watching this. But I told the governor that and the mayor, and the regions that are likely to be hit first, that we're there as long as it takes. We're going to make sure they have everything they need.
Absolutely. That is the right response. It has been the consistent response from the federal government, and certainly from President Obama. We also heard from the FEMA director yesterday during the press briefing with Corinne Jean-Pierre, basically saying the same thing and warning people ahead of landfall, which took place about an hour or so ago, that wind is the thing you hear about. And I still think it's weird because there's been a change in the way we talk about. We talk so much about storm surge instead of wind, and yet we categorize these storms on the basis of wind speed, which, sometimes it's because that's what's measurable. There's this slightly older book from a couple of decades ago by Stephen Jay or L. Card, I forget. Anyway, but it's one of the chapters in that book. It's a very good idea. Is he recognizes that we have a bias towards what's called measurism, which is because you become able to measure things, you then tend to prioritize views of the world which depend upon things which can be measured. Because it's kind of like TV. TV tends to focus on telling you stories that are visual when they have film because it's a visual medium. I tend to focus on stories where I have sound because it's an auditory medium. Well, anything where you're talking about understanding how the world works, if we have a way to measure it, we will tend to focus on the measuring ability or the measurables being the significant thing. And so wind speed is a very easy thing to measure. And so we categorize hurricanes on the basis of wind speed. What does every emergency manager tell you, though? It's not the wind that you have to worry about. Wind is not the main issue. Storm surge is the main issue. So it's really, and we've talked with some of the emergency managers about this over the years, that, really it's almost like we ought to have a better system than the Saffir-Simpson scale, that we ought to have something that talks about, damage capability or power or storm surge or something, because the wind speed one is really just not the most reliable. But it is what we get the categories from, and so there you go. Anyway, Deanne Criswell from FEMA talking about this yesterday.
It's not just the path of the hurricane that we need to be concerned about. We have to be communicating what the entire risk is, and the significant risk and the highest risk for loss of life is storm surge. And that storm surge right now shows impacts all along the western coast. And so I encourage people, and I really appreciate your help in getting that message out, that it's not just the path of the storm, and it will continue to change.
Absolutely. And that's, again, a good reminder that there are effects way outside of the sort of cone of uncertainty. As we see this morning from the News Radio ThreatNet Radar and from reports and from video, we're seeing is that, you know, even though the storm came ashore near Perry, the eye, the primary effects have been to the north and west, all the way as far as Tallahassee, up to Vidalia, up into Georgia, almost into, it's even into South Carolina now. And then there's kind of a little bit of a break between Perry, Jacksonville, and all the way down to, like, north of Tampa. But Tampa, Fort Myers even was getting major outer band effects all the way up through I-95 and I-75 and the I-4 corridor. And, you know, tornado activity in that vicinity. And so, you know, a hurricane is not a thing. A hurricane is a collection of things that affect people over time. 437-1620. Oh, one just final note on that whole, like, measurism thing, just because, for those of you who find this interesting, the bias toward measurism also leads you to a kind of a bigotry against truth that comes from things that can't be measured. So you tend to think that the unquantifiable or the unmeasurable, the untestable, that's somehow less true, less valid, less real. Well, it's not. That's just a bias. You know, a lot of the things that we measure today used to be unmeasurable, and a lot of the things that are true in the world are not measurable and maybe never will be. So just kind of, I don't know, it's a very interesting concept. I'm a philosopher at heart, so I tend to think about these things this way. But, just because it's measurable doesn't mean that it's more true than something that's not measurable. 816 on News Radio 92.3. The governor, of course, talking about this morning, 30,000 linemen waiting to go. They've got search and rescue on hand. There are going to be, and I'm sure there already are, massive power outages in that area. The EOC actually lost power in Tallahassee while they were speaking. But they are ready to provide aid, and the Coast Guard is ready to provide aid, and, you know, basically the same response that we expect from our highly capable series of Florida governors. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching a few areas of concern. 29 in Michigan, a little slow on Michigan, it looks like, as you're headed, south on 29 or north, if you're headed towards PCC on 29 from, there's a backup near Frontier Motors. How do I say that? Beverly. It's so hard to, like, is it east, is it west? It's all of the directions. Be careful in that area, but it's not a roadblock.
If you're going from Beverly onto 29 towards PCC, you're going north. You're welcome.
Be careful there. I-10 eastbound. I took the wrong kind of cold medicine this morning, so I'm like really out of it. But mile marker 11. This is I-10 eastbound. Now, the roadway is clear after a crash this morning. Use caution there and caution wherever you are. I-10 and Davis Highway showing an accident. And then this other accident. This is something we've been watching all morning and happened before the show started. And there is a roadblock around this area. It's 95A in Gateway Lane and, of course, 29 right there. This is in Cantonment. And there is a slowdown because people are stopping to watch. There's an investigation. The medical examiner is there, so that's what that is. Please be careful in that area and careful wherever you are. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, if you could, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, right now, Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, Plumbing, they are having a back-to-school special, and boy, I'll tell you, seeing this storm hit somebody else makes you think about being sure that you're prepared here, right? So they put in HVAC systems, water heaters, electrical panels, generators, and normally there's an $89 service fee connected to that service, that installation. That's now waived, and there's a 5% discount on all of those things. So, you know, if now is the time, then now is the time. Emax Auto Booster, get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank, and right now customers get 50% off Emax Auto Boosters with the installation of a 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. Buy one, get one toilet rebuilds and 15% off maintenance. And you can sign up for a Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan. That means routine maintenance is covered for just $35 a month, and you get priority scheduling over non-members, like when there's an event and there's a lot of demand. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, 5% discount on major replacements, and after-hours emergency service fees get waived. Find out more about what Peden can do for you at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Thinking about upgrading your home with durable floors that's pet-proof, waterproof, and comes with a lifetime warranty? Hurry in to Vinyl Plank for Less. They're clearing out inventory to make room for new arrivals. Save big, up to 15% off their everyday low prices with purchase of professional installation, and make your dream floor more affordable with their 12-month zero financing option. Shop today, because this sale ends September 9th, located on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort and Glover Lane in Milton. Vinyl Plank for Less, turning houses into homes one plank at a time.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a celebration! Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11 right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Intensive this morning, but I kind of like it. So 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy, I feel like I owe you this. I feel like, and to the listeners as well, I feel like we brought this up and then didn't pay it off. There you go. That's it. If you know,
where
you know.
Where you going?
If you know, you know.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. David Wayne is in the heels tall. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we're still monitoring Idalia and its landfall up in the Big Bend area, seeing reports now that more than 200,000 customers are without power after that landfall this morning. PowerOutage.us reporting 232,000 people out of power in that area earlier this morning.
There will be an immediate effort to restore power to people who lose power. There's 30,000 plus linemen stationed and ready to go to commence restoration efforts. For local municipalities and electric co-ops, please accept mutual aid. These are folks that can come supplement your efforts. And again, the goal is just to get everybody back online as quickly as possible.
And again, that from the governor's press conference earlier this morning. I believe that was in the 5 o'clock hour when he was addressing before the storm had made landfall. In Tennessee, that special legislative session has ended in Nashville. Governor Bill Lee there called the session in response to the Covenant school shooting earlier this year. Four bills were passed. None of those bills actually dealt with gun control, though. And the Biden administration announced that they're sending another $250 million in military aid to Ukraine as they continue trying to drive Russian troops out.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And like, 3 million rounds, I think, was part of that package. So, of ammunition.
And it also includes equipment to clear minefields.
Right.
So that's a big thing.
Absolutely. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. You know, I keep thinking about this thing we learned earlier this year that when I was talking to the emergency manager, Travis Tompkins, and Eric Gilmore, the director of public safety, who are both deployed to Lafayette, Florida. They're in the EOC riding this thing out and then first on the ground to respond, basically, is they were saying that so many of the, kids, basically, but people like 30 and under, discovered that there was a hurricane coming in Sally when their house was shaking. Like, they didn't even realize. In fact, here, I went and found the clip for this. Here, let me play it for you.
I don't know how many people I talked to after Hurricane Sally that they did not know the hurricane was here until it was rattling their windows. And that is just unfortunately where we're in now, in the situation that people are just not they're just not paying attention.
And part of that is, you know, they're on TikTok and Instagram and not on, say, you know, WEAR and News Radio and the PNJ like they should be. But I was thinking, like, okay, so that's a reality. So how do you solve this problem? Well, okay, so I've got two ideas. One, somebody texts in and says, what we need to do is get, like, you know, Taylor Swift and Beyonce to do, you know, TikToks on hurricane awareness. And I thought, well, maybe. But then you've got, what's the service where you can hire people,
Cameo.
Cameo. Get some cameos to put out there for the young people. That may not be, but I have a different suggestion. Okay. You know how a lot of times in storms or whatever, what we tell people is, or in, you know, when it's heat out, we tell you, you know, check on your elderly neighbors,
yeah,
right? And make sure they're okay. Well, the new message I think needs to be check on your young neighbors,
you know, yeah, right.
To find the 30-year-olds on your street.
Post Malone, you know, hey, dumbass, put up your shutters.
You know, check with your kids. You know, it's time to think about putting up the hurricane shutters. You got your gas tank half full. You know, have you charged your electric vehicle? You know, have you thought about what you're going to do with your pets? Do you have your vaccinations with your pets if you need to? You know, I don't know. I don't have a better, quicker solution, but check on your youthful instead of check on your elderly might be the way to go. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. As we take a look around, we're watching it. The big news is this accident, and this happened before the show started this morning. Pretty bad. Of course, that medical examiner is on site to give you an idea of how bad it is, or was rather, at 95A. And this is just north of 10 Mile Road. And 29 a little slow, both north and southbound because of this, because people are stopping and seeing all this action of the emergency crews on scene. So caution there, certainly caution wherever you are. We also see 29 in Michigan with a possible roadblock this morning. Just a little slow as it approaches 29, both sides of Michigan. And I-10 and Davis Highway showing an accident, but it looks like that has been cleared off to the side. Still watch for emergency crews on scene. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle and you're trying to decide between new and used, and maybe, you know, look, maybe when I say, like, used vehicle dealer, what you think is, oh, okay, you know, that kind of place, like cars that are 15 to 20 years old and, you know, they're switching the cardboard flyers around on you while you're, I mean, I know, like, you know, that might be your perception. Well, that's not Frontier. Frontier is the other end of the spectrum in terms of car quality, because it's cars that are almost new, like a year old, 2 years old. Most of them, you know, they come from car auctions a lot, but that's like from leases from people where, you know, like our car was a lease and the Honda Odyssey got brought back to the dealer. The dealer, for whatever reason, had trouble selling it. I can't explain why. But then they put it up for auction and, you know, Frontier bought it down in Orlando, and we got a smoking deal on a, you know, 1-year-old Honda Odyssey with like 12,000 miles on it. So that's the kind of quality cars. A quality cars, cars that are almost new, just not quite to you. You know what I mean? It's 1, 2, 3 years old. So if you're in the market and you're thinking about a car, Frontier's got a great selection, 300 or so on the lot at any moment. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's still 8:28. That's right. Sorry, I know you don't have a spot here. You want to hear me do acapella?
You know, it's funny because we do it a certain way for like, you know, 8 years, and then we kind of made a change last year. And so in my head, it's still sometimes every once in a while the old programming takes over. That does happen.
Hi, Andrew McKay.
Hi, Candy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's the kind of story that I think when you first react to, like, how could that possibly happen? Well, I'll tell you. The Mobile County 911 director has now faced a second round of DUI charges in 3 years. And it's the kind of thing where you think, well, my God, how could somebody who's responsible for public safety and somebody who's, you know, obviously capable, has spread messages about safety and behavior and all that, how could that be true? Well, let me tell you a little not secret about human beings. Every human being is a mixture of good and bad. Right? Every human being is a mixture of good and bad. The worst person is capable of doing amazingly kind things on occasion. and the best person is capable of doing stupid and wicked things on occasion. Now, you know, sometimes you've got some secret and it grows out of control, like maybe the case in this, you know, has got an alcohol problem or whatever, but human beings are a weird mix, and it's frustrating because we want to say, this person is an A person, and this person is a C person, and this person is an F person. Well, you know, every once in a while, the C person scores an A on a pop quiz, and every once in a while, the A person scores a D minus on a pop quiz. That's human nature.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. Hurricane Idalia made landfall at Keaton Beach, Florida, as a Cat 3, 125-mile winds, now a Cat 2, with power outages, heavy storm surge covering beaches, roads, and causeways to Tampa and Clearwater. Fox Weather's Robert Ray.
We see at least a foot of water here coming in. Many of these roads are inundated around Clearwater Beach. This is what the anticipation was of this storm, as overnight it kicked up to a Category 4. Major hurricane as it's making its way to the southeast of Tallahassee. And by the way, this is a mandatory evacuation zone. They wanted everyone out by 7 p.m. last night before all these elements occurred. And we have the ebb and flow of the water that comes in and these winds and the rain bands.
Georgia expecting a Category 2 storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 76 right now. Partly cloudy in Pensacola. And, of course, still following Hurricane Idalia, which hit in the Big Bend area this morning. Made landfall as a Cat 3 storm. In Texas, sending some resources to help. More than four dozen members of the Texas Task Force 1 and their rescue dogs are ready to help those who need to be rescued after the storms.
When they get a chance to go out the door, it really means a lot to them to be able to use that skill set that they've trained so hard to learn and practice.
And that is Jeff Saunders, the task force director. He says some of those dogs actually just returned from Maui after the wildfires that happened there. And again, we'll continue following everything happening in the Big Bend area with that hurricane today. We are seeing reports that one person has died after a crash on Highway 29 today. That happened near Gateway Lane, and FHP says there's at least one fatality in this crash. Currently a roadblock, or there was at last report. We'll get more with Candy in a couple of minutes on that. Escambia County deputies investigating a fatal shooting at the Essex Point Apartments today. That's at Johnson and Olive. The sheriff's office does say they have a person of interest in custody at the moment. The victim in this shooting reportedly died. Not a lot of details on this. I'm sure we'll learn more as the day progresses, but investigators do say they believe the shooting may have been domestic in nature. In a partnership with the American Red Cross, the city of Pensacola plans to go door-to-door this fall to make sure every home in the city has a working smoke detector.
In the fire environment that we have now in homes, fires are developing more quickly because of more synthetic materials in the home, and because what used to be a galley kitchen in a ranch home has the wall taken down, and now we want open floor plans, and that limits the ability to confine smoke and confine fire.
And that's Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner, and Mayor D.C. Reeves announced smoke alarm Saturdays. Firefighters will be going around in various neighborhoods and offering to install smoke alarms in homes for free. There's two events scheduled so far. The first one, October 7th, that'll be in the Creighton Heights neighborhood. And then another one on October 21st, that'll be in the West Side Garden District. President Biden has promised that Floridians will have everything they need to deal with Idalia and its aftermath. That after a White House press conference yesterday about the storm, the president said that he and Governor DeSantis have been in constant contact. Grocery prices have reportedly or are about to drop in Alabama. This is after a bill passed by Alabama lawmakers. Scheduled to go into effect this coming Friday. It'll reduce the state's food tax from 4 to 3%. Another percent will be knocked off once the revenue growth in Alabama's education budget increases by 3.5%. Numbers from the USDA show that that initial cut could save Alabama grocery shoppers $150 a year for a family of four. So good news there. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Lowe's, a name that we always come to know during storms and otherwise. They're great. They can shop Labor Day appliance. Oh, that's coming up. Labor Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Now's the time to refresh your kitchen for less. Lowe's knows home improvement. And watching 95A this morning, a bad accident. This happened before the show even. 95A in Gateway Lane, very close to 29. This is above 9 and 10 Mile Road. And a little not blocked necessarily, very, very slow northbound and southbound on 29. The medical examiner is on scene or was on scene just a little bit earlier to give an idea of the severity of that accident. So be very careful. And then that's what happened. Tate and Kingsfield Road showing an accident. This just happened, and a possible roadblock on 29 there, southbound and northbound. Woodbine and Limbaugh Lane in Milton showing an accident, but it looks like that has been cleared and moved off to the side. You see an accident or a slowdown, text it in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain overall, high near 92 degrees. Rough conditions on the Gulf. We do have red flags expected to fly over area beaches. Overnight tonight, temperatures will be dropping into the 70s. As you go into Thursday, we are going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms continues with highs in the low 90s. Temperatures overnight near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now we are seeing 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Good morning, your money now. Our markets are mixed this morning. The Dow's up 7307 at 34,925.74. The S&P 500 up 519 at 45,03.40. The NASDAQ, though, down 124 at 13,942.51. Our 10-year bond rate down slightly today at 4.1%. Gold prices are up $890 at $1,974. Silver prices up at $25.36 this morning. And Bitcoin down big, down $643.20 at $27,254.12. Consumer confidence is falling as the U.S. labor market cools off even more. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped 8 points last month from its downwardly revised July reading. The short-term outlook fell to a level that would historically signal a recession. The social media giant, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, will be allowing political ads on its platform since the first time since 2019, ahead of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. The company said in a blog post they are working to expand the teams to focus on combating manipulation. They'll be allowing political advertising for the presidential election next year. David Blum, a man who was once given the nickname the Wall Street Whiz Kid, being accused of scamming people in California. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says that Blum's a career criminal.
He's been preying on victims, vulnerable people all of his life, and he came to L.A. to do the same thing here.
And yesterday, the man was charged with 9 felony counts of securities fraud, 9 counts of grand theft. Prosecutors say he scammed 9 people out of almost $250,000, promising to make people rich by selling them stocks that he didn't actually own. It's 8:40, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's frivolous topic is not really frivolous. It's kind of a hybrid topic, okay, because obviously we have this, you know, mega hurricane that was a Category 4 at landfall and is just now moving over into Georgia, like the eye is just about to Georgia. So it's just about Valdosta's issue and not ours anymore, but obviously the following effects. But it raises a question for me, which I think is good. There's a lot of you who have a lot of good answers to this question. And for the people who haven't lived here all that long, or maybe they have lived here a while and they just don't know, what's your hurricane tip? What's your, like, you know, it's not affecting us, okay? It's not our thing, but, you know, you still got to be prepared. And we are in the tax holiday right now for hurricane disaster preparedness, August 26th through September 8th. So, nothing related to hurricane or disaster preparedness for sales tax right now. But 437-1620, what's your hurricane storm tip or prep tip for people? 437-1620. Candy, you have anything that comes to mind?
Make sure, well, give them all or my best.
Whatever, we got
like,
time.
My best isn't good enough. Okay, no, it's fill your bathtub.
That right.
So that you can flush your toilet. You put it in the back tank, just so you know. Make sure your car is gassed up. I know you're thinking, I will have plenty of time. You
a
won't.
A couple of days of this, ahead of time is good.
Absolutely. Make sure you have cash on you because a lot of times when you lose electricity, they're not going to use your cards and you're just yelling at the Circle K man. You're not allowed back inside again. Mobile Highway. I'm talking to you, but
personal experience. But
I know. I'm sorry. They know me. The West Side knows me. Trust me.
And also, you know, you might have, for example, you go to the gas station, and they might have gas, but they might not have credit cards because the internet might be out
that's
or whatever.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
that's
so.
What it was. Yeah, and again, my apologies to the Circle K guy on Mobile Highway.
Not to make it personal. Mm-hmm.
And then have your food, too, because that was the other thing. Like, when Sally happened, like, I knew it was happening. I work here,
right,
you
right.
know? And I saw him, like, I'm going to go get us Waffle House. Nope.
Well, maybe.
Oh, well, that's it. Waffle House was closed for Sally. That
oh, well,
the
yeah, that was
right.
That's
out
how
of
you
me,
know
man.
It's bad.
My stuffing was out. I was freaked out, man. So you want to get your non-perishable food items and make sure you have ice, too, maybe ahead of time.
But ice, yep. And you can, know. You know, and you can do things like, you know, if you have 2 liters is what we like for water, okay, because they're a very convenient size. If you drink soda, you can just, you know, over time replace those with water, so in your
yeah,
pantry
we
or whatever.
Do that too, yeah.
But also, you can put those in your fridge ahead of time, and then, you know, that creates a lot of cold mass in your fridge, which is going to keep things in your fridge if you lose power cold longer.
That's right.
Much like if you have a fridge that's full of stuff, it keeps the cold better than if it's air. It'll tend, you know, so filling it with things that will keep it cold. Plus, then you have cold water, you know, for a long time, if that's of value to you. So, yeah, the water is one of the big ones, having plenty of water. You really just can't have enough water. That's always a good one. Let's see, we've got a bunch of texts coming in here. Somebody says, yep, have cash. Somebody says, get your supplies when it's not hurricane season. That's my tip.
That's a wonderful tip.
That's exactly right. Okay, 437-1620. Somebody says, always be prepared. It doesn't matter if it's not coming here. You got to be prepared. And just as a like a side note, you know, we talk about storms do or don't come here, but you know, bad things can happen regardless of whether it's a hurricane.
Right.
You know, you can have just a storm. You can have a tornado. You could have, for goodness sakes, you could have, you know, a rail car goes off. And, you know, I mean,
right.
Bad things can happen.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not a storm. And so it's just generally a good idea to be prepared just in case because, you know, it's after the thing happens, it's too late then to be prepared. Another one for plenty of water. Somebody here says, Andrew, we have a 10-day resource of water, medicine, food that's annually refreshed to make sure everything's up to date.
No, that's
so that way
wonderful.
We're properly able to go off grid. No, good. That's good. One thing just to be aware of is gasoline doesn't hold for very long. And so
right.
You might think, well, I'm going to have my 5 gallons of gasoline just in the garage. Yeah, but you got to use that and replenish it. Like if you're going to do it that way.
Yeah, you know, gas goes off.
Yeah,
gas
is not going to work and it's not going to be good for your car. So do, you know, you got to cycle through that pretty regularly. Somebody here says, put out a sign that says looters will be hogtied and told they have a potty mouth. or a purdy mouth. And carry a banjo.
That's right.
That's right. Somebody says, let's see, it's the only time you can use the phrase hunker down. That's funny. Just leave town if you can and only come back when power and gas is returned. The heat and the humidity with no power is brutal. Yeah, then that's true.
Yeah,
I always have car batteries. Have gas in your car, batteries for the radios, charge your phone, water. Yeah, the phone charger is an interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't have power. Oh, if you're going to do a generator, make sure you turn off your circuit breaker. In fact, turn your circuit breaker off anyway, because when the power comes back on, surges can be an issue,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you're going to have a generator, otherwise you're sending power out the house.
Yeah.
And then linemen working on the lines, you can hurt them. I mean, all these things are, you know, this is a bad thing. 437-1620, always have gas on hand. Rule of thumb is to have enough for a full tank of gas in your car, for sure. Have your meds filled, you know, and...
Right.
Important papers, right? Mm-hmm. Your driver's license and the pet meds and things like that if you have to go to a shelter. Other trips for hurricane preparedness, especially if it's, and I don't mean like it's the key one. I mean like it's some weird squirrely thing you figured out and you're like, that's a good thing I figured. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And something, if you have a gas grill, make sure you have your containers filled because... That happened to me during Sally.
It
and it's like, oh, man, what
well.
Am I going to do with all this raw
We
meat?
Have charcoal because we have a, you know, just a like a little smoky, you know, a little Joe smoky, whatever it is. And so we always make sure for hurricane season we have plenty of charcoal in case we need to cook, you know, the meat that's going to go bad if we don't eat it. So.
Well, King of the Hill would be very livid at you. We have both, too. So we have charcoal. But, yeah, make sure you got your cooking stuffs. Tate and Kingsfield Road showing an accident with a possible roadblock this morning. And, of course, it's already very, very slow on 29 up and down after an accident that happened before the show where the medical examiner was on scene. So an investigation. I believe they're still doing that this morning. 95A in Gateway Lane, which is just near 29. Use caution there. And, as you know, wherever you are, 437-1620, you can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, before we go any much further, we've got a giveaway for you.
Ooh.
Girl Named Tom, who won season 21's The Voice contest, is going to be at the Sanger Theater September 15th. So that comes up very shortly, just over 2 weeks. We got a pair of tickets to go see Girl Named Tom and Brandon Ratliff.
Brandon Ratliff is opening that show, which is pretty cool. He's a big name, too. He's country.
Did I say Ratliff? Is it not a city?
It's Ratliff, I think.
Oh, all right. Let's see you silent. Fair enough.
You know what? Maybe it's a different guy.
Okay.
But they're both great.
At the Sanger Theater. So if you want to win those tickets, be caller number 3 right now, 437-1620, 437-1620. This
Good
is
luck.
A candy-certified cool show.
It is going to be a candy-certified cool show. And plus, you can't have a bad show at the Sanger.
I know,
come
that's
on.
True. They're all good.
Yeah.
548,
like
News Radio 92.3. A couple other people texting in here what they, you know, hurricane preparedness tips. Somebody here says instant coffee can save lives. Yeah, no, that's true.
That is a great tip.
Thinking about what to do with the kids, which, you know, table games, books, all of that kind of stuff.
Get your cards out. We
Get
were talking
your cards
about this
out,
yesterday.
That's right.
We have our hurricane drawer with flashlights and cards and batteries.
That's right. Somebody here says cash but small bills, you know. You're going to want ones, fives, tens, and twenties because, you know, larger bills, you can't break the big bills. A crank radio is always a good thing. That's right. And you can sometimes charge your cell phone off of your crank radio. Let's see. Stable for the gas, a gas stabilizer that works for lawn equipment and keeps it for much longer. That's a good tip. Let's see. An air fryer that you plug into your neighbor's generator. That's pretty awesome. Get permission first.
Hello, Tommy. No, just kidding. No, we rely on our neighbors so much. We had no ideas. Yeah, generators are so great.
No, that's good. And generally speaking, like food, I mean, it's dumb things like, you know, think about food that needs no work whatsoever, right? Like peanut butter, you know, and granola bars and, bread obviously is a good one, and canned foods that doesn't need, you know, stuff that you can endure eating without heating. Right, is kind of the goal, because if the food depends on you preparing it, it's not great hurricane prep food. 850 here on News Radio 92.3. Do we get a winner yet?
Congratulations to Marcus. Oh, yeah, I'm just putting his info in now. Yeah, he's going to check out A Girl Named Tom. They won The Voice, the last season of The Voice. Pretty neat. The first trio to win The Voice, and that is going to be a great show. September 15th at the Sanger Theater, downtown Pensacola.
Excellent. 850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Deep climbing.
Daniels, four-man rush, and first got him again. Bounce it to the outside of the five. He's in. Touchdown, FSU.
The season kicks off from Orlando on Sunday, September 3rd against the LSU Tigers. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, with pregame coverage starting at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus LSU, Sunday at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Check out the farm-to-table vendors, arts and crafts, and unique shopping Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Highway 87 Outdoor Market at Pickett's. Find out more at getrelaxing.com. Get your beach chairs and enjoy another Cinemas in the Sand. Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion stage, it's a free event, and the greatest showman begins at sunset. Visit Pensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, my head feels like it's gonna have a baby.
It's called a headache.
It has a name?
Morning, 8:53, News Radio 92.3. The Eye of Adalia is crossing the border into Georgia. Now it's their baby. And let's hope never again, because I don't know if you've seen this, but some of the weird spaghetti plots of this thing have it going, you know, through Georgia, over into South Carolina, and then out into the Atlantic, and then kind of having a make-up-my-mind moment, where after that it's going to go toward England, or toward Greenland, or toward Africa, or back toward Jacksonville. Like, that's one of the but you know, I'm certainly not saying that's even a probability at this point. It's just kind of one of those I say no. Just one last one on the hurricane prep. I saw a funny one on Facebook. It said, hurricane prep tip: if you lay your wine bottles down in the grocery cart sideways, you can stack them higher.
That's true. Like, I don't drink. We don't drink. But that used to be the thing. Like, oh, my God, go get the beer.
That's right.
Because it's gone. Everything's gone. You want to get out fast. Oh,
and look, yeah. I don't endorse this, but it was funny. Somebody said a hurricane prep is, what was the exact tip? Mad Libs and a good old-fashioned paper nudie magazine because your internet won't work.
No reason.
No reason. Yeah, just for entertainment. My memory's not that good. So,
thanks, Andrew.
Oh, man. No, can't endorse, but I can laugh. 855 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. I always wish we had the gas stove when something happens. You know why. Again, just watching this horrible accident, and this happened before the show started, but still tying things up a little bit on 29, 95A and Gateway Lane in Cantomit, showing an accident, and it was a fatality. There was a medical examiner on scene earlier. I think they're still doing that investigation, so be careful there. Another accident just north of that near 29 at Tate and Kingsfield, showing a possible roadblock this morning. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I saw this story, and I have to be honest, I'm still a little bit confused by it, but I thought it was interesting. Spotify is reportedly missing out on like $38 million of annual revenue because people get on Spotify in order to pull up white noise podcasts.
I get that, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I guess the idea is that the white noise podcast doesn't make them money because it doesn't have ads.
Good.
In the middle, right? Because that would be kind of annoying. You turn hey, give me fan noise and Spotify, and every 4 minutes it's doing an ad. That would kind of interrupt your sleep.
Well, it does. So absolutely. Good. Yeah. And I used to sleep to Spotify because of, and stopped because of
that. We do box fans is our method.
I need the fan to sleep.
Box
I can't
fans
sleep.
Are great. My wife likes to have the fan blowing on her. I do not, so we fight over that a little bit. But anyway, but the fan noise, we need that. Podcasts are so popular, Spotify has actually considered getting rid of them entirely from the streaming service and then redirecting them. Hey, searching for white noise, why don't you instead get music from Drake or Ed Sheeran and other comparable programming that's more cost-effective from a revenue perspective? I don't think you can call Drake white noise.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran, maybe.
Whiter than white.
So, no, they $38 million is what they say they lose from their white noise being in the talk section, and they're blocking future uploads and nudging users to other content is one of the things they're recommending. So I just thought it was funny that and Bloomberg actually pointed out that the podcasts for white noise were inadvertently boosted by Spotify's own algorithm push for talk content as opposed to music at the expense of their bottom line. They had previously reported white noise podcast hosts could earn $18,000 a month in ad revenue. How would you earn ad revenue on a white noise podcast? I'm so confused. That's the part of the story I didn't understand. Anyway, there you go. Do with it what you will. 437-1620. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? Oh, ChatGPT leans to the left. No, you don't say.
Does it?
Well, so here's what they did. University of East Anglia asked ChatGPT to answer a survey on political beliefs. As it said, supporters of liberal parties in the U.S., the U.K., and Brazil would answer them. Then asked ChatGPT to answer the same questions with no prompting whatsoever in order to kind of see. And it showed a significant and systematic bias toward Democrat answers when it was asked to do it without bias, or they just weren't asking that question. So, ChatGPT leans to the left. They made it about a 3 to 4 out of, like a 5 is dead neutral. They made it about a 3 or 4 on the liberal versus conservative scale. So, there you go. The AI is leaning left, too. Do you want to be on the side of the AI, people? Sorry, I couldn't resist. Candies, time for future news.
Oh, okay. Not leaning any direction, future news. Sorry, I had to think of something new.
Right,
sorry.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're just going to find out here shortly and then throughout tomorrow, obviously, but how bad is this damage going to be from the hurricane?
Probably $1 billion.
I would say plus.
I don't know.
Because the problem is that some of those areas haven't had hurricanes, and so they're not built up. We've been talking about this all day that, there's some of the newer subdivisions on the coast, and there's not a lot because there's a lot of rural area there, but some of the built-up homes are going to be okay, we would think, but a lot of that area has never been devastated, so never been, rebuilt, which is, both bad and good all at the same time. Francis Suarez has dropped out of the presidential running. Will anybody else drop out before the next debate?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think Tim Scott's going to get out. I would think Asa Hutchinson's going to get out, too. All right, that is it for us. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Pep Talks up next.